Blessings. Welcome to Health is Wealth, which means that we are back again on Wednesday, hump day. Hope you made it over the hump. There's a whole lot of them up here. And these humps coming every hour. But you're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this because the Most High is on our side. And listen, Health is Wealth is about the fact that you can have all the money in the world. You fall sick, fall ill, or make a wrong decision, your money's not going to mean anything. It's just be left here for people to fight over. And that's the bottom line and the truth. I am Boris, and we're here with Tanya. And we're going to be not on here very long, but it is our desire to share with you the things that spiritually the Most High has revealed to us in this time of apocalypse, the unveiling, the uncovering. That's what the Greek word means. And information is becoming more vast and available. Well, that also includes what you need to restore health to your tabernacle so that spiritually you'll be in tune and sound. That's if you're keeping the commandments. Tune in on Saturdays. And we'll talk about that. But nevertheless, this is God-given to support your God-given immune system, the Most High. So this information, we focus on things that will help to alleviate problems you're having in certain areas, whether it be a dementia, bursitis, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. You know, what we're eating is what's killing us. And then what we're eating is affecting our mood, and our state of depression is also causing stress and cortisol. Just heard about broken heart syndrome the other day. People that carry a spirit of heaviness for too long, how it starts to affect their organs and their lungs, and how sickness moves throughout the body with anger and unforgiveness. It impacts all of it. So this is all interconnected. And in getting healthy, you have to be a proactive, consistent, patient, prayerful, a lot of meditation, different things like that. So let's go ahead and get into it. I'm not going to waste a lot of time. I'll turn it over to Tanya so she can go ahead and get started.
Yeah, peace and blessings, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. So, let me get a little closer to the mic here. Yeah, again, hope everyone's having a good week so far. The first herb that I have on my list is comfrey, like comfort, comfrey. Comfrey root, it comes in a root and it comes in a leaf.
Well, tell people that we're dealing with gout.
Yes, and the actual, subject is gout. Comfrey root and comfrey leaf is great for gout. The origin from that it comes from is Croatia and Hungary. Basically, comfrey It has calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, and it also has vitamins B1, B2, B3, B12, and B6. At this point, there are no known drug interactions for the comfrey herb. And the description, it breaks down as follows. One of the most well-known healing plants, especially for its ability to heal tissue and bone, due to this word here, it's kind of stopped over, but allantoin content. It's allantoin content, okay, which promotes the growth of connective tissues, bones, cartilage, and is easily absorbed through the skin. Internal uses. It is used in treatment of a wide range of pulmonary complaints such as asthma, bronchitis, pleurisy, emphysema, and internal bleeding. It has been a beneficial remedy for respiratory disorders, gastric ulcers, and colitis. Considered an all-over tonic, good for the stomach, liver, kidneys, and bowels. Other indications, mental fatigue, cramps in the legs, cough, cold, anemia, pain, arthritis, which goes hand in hand with gout most times, and also infections. External uses, comfrey is especially useful in the external treatment of cuts, bruises, sprains, sores, eczema, varicose veins, and broken bones. It is also beneficial for bed sores, bites, inflamed bunions, dermatitis, dry skin, psoriasis, nosebleeds, and sunburns. And it's for topical use only. Again, topical use only. And also there's a notation here, caution. It says the FDA says it's for external use only. So the FDA is familiar with this is familiar with this type of herb.
Okay. Is that it for that company?
Yeah.
Okay, let me add some more. Let me get this one right here.
Okay.
And add a little bit more to the comfrey, and then we'll go into nettles next. Comfrey is very scary, too. I was watching Dr. Ann Brown the other day. Comfrey has the ability to restore and rejuvenate cells. What does that mean? Grow limbs back again. Sounds scary, doesn't it? There are many types of worms and some amphibians that you can actually cut tails off, and they'll regrow the tails. So I sometimes I get hit with gout. They call it a rich man's disease because it comes from rich foods. Of course, I eat clean foods because we eat kosher, and we're not Jewish. We don't wish to be Jews. We're the Hebrews that the Bible speaks of. The bottom line is that I started using this comfrey immediately as a salve on the exterior. There was a decrease in the inflammation immediately. I thought it was something you take internally, but it's external.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we start finding other methods of dealing with some of our problems rather than quick fixes of over-the-counter drugs or pharmakia.
Right.
Okay, so let me go through some more things with comfrey. And I want you to know something. I got this book, and I'll go ahead and share information. The Lost Book of Herbal Remedies by Nicole Apalian and Claude Davis, The Healing Power of Plant Medicine. And I'm coming out of that particular book. Comfrey is a lavender-colored flower, and the leaves look like collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
It's really thick, and it's good for edible use when you find it raw, meaning that you can cook it. It says that the small amount of toxins that should not be consumed, because they contain small amounts of toxins. Let me say that again. I'm going to take back what I just said. You should not eat it in any form because there's a little bit of toxin in this plant. And I'm sure if you ate a lot of it, it would take you out or destroy your kidney and your liver. You can't cook out these toxins. So it's not a plant that you want to use internally, but for medicinal purposes as a salve or something to put on the outside of wounds.
External use only.
Right. And the FDA even said it. Can you believe that? One of our biggest enemies. It's good for sprains, bruises, and breaks, as she mentioned, and back pain. So what I want to cover, yeah, there it is. The warning is that harmful toxins in comfrey are believed to cause liver damage, lung damage, or cancer when used in highly concentrated doses. This could be something. I'm going to tell y'all something on the slide. People know about the toxins in certain plants, and a lot of people flip this kind of stuff on people, and they end up getting cancer, lung damage, or they can concentrate something like this to bring harm. But what I am telling you is how powerful it is as an outward ointment, but it should not be used heavily. It could be hazardous, and it can cause birth defects. So if you have liver disease or any type of liver problems, or you drink too much, it heals wounds very quickly, but you don't want to use it all the time. It even helps to deal, like she said, with broken bones. So if you know anything about making tinctures, you want to utilize that recipe. And I'm trying to give you something because this is probably what they use to make colchicine, which is used for gout. Mm-hmm. And colchicine damages your liver and kidney when used in excess.
Yes, yes.
So they concentrate it and put it in a heavily concentrated form. And so that's what you have to be careful of. But that's what they do in medicine. They take these plants, the medicinal herbs, and then they concentrate it, put it in a pill form, put other derivatives in it, and say, we've got a cure for your gout, your arthritis. Take this. But they're not telling you about the warnings that are given to us about certain herbs. So we know that it's all these herbs when it comes to arthritis and gout can hurt your kidney and your liver. Let me tell you something about a natural route before we go to nettles. Cherries and cherry juice. There's something inside the cherry and the cherry juice. I can't call the name right now. It's like right on the tip of my tongue. But it helps to fight the uric acid that's accumulating inside your joints. Now, bromelain is the pineapple.
Okay.
Cherries are something different. Pineapple is another one. Eating a lot of pineapple and a lot of cherries to help you deal with the arthritis and the gout. Touch that on the screen. The arthritis and the gout in your body and bring your uric acid down. And then, of course, if you're struggling in these areas, I'm a firm believer that you should decrease your intake of meat. Meat byproducts. Become more in moderation with lunch meats. I would get rid of lunch meats altogether because they're processed. If you're going to have a sandwich, let it be from roast turkey, from turkey that you roasted or something like that, because this processed meat is not good for your blood pressure, cholesterol, or your arthritis and gout. And the red meats, too much in excess will lift up your uric acid levels and cause a lot of arthritis. So I just wanted to share that real quick. We'll go to the next one.
Yeah, I think that using these herbs and learning about them can be intimidating because of, you know, caution this, caution that. But with everything, you have to be cautious and you have to study, research, and figure out what's going to work and be patient with it because this does work. You got it in a tincture form, right?
Correct. I'm using a tincture form, but I'm seeing now even your skin is the biggest sponge on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So once you put it on your skin, it does go through your body and reaches your liver and your kidneys. So you have to be in moderation with all things.
Next one, do we want
to we're going to go to nettles.
Okay. Nettles, very popular, multi-use, but in reference to gout, we're going to select this one today. Nettles, it's the origin is Bulgaria and Croatia. It looks like it's an anti-arthritic, anti-asthmatic, anti-rheumatic, anti-inflammatory, anti-dandruff, astringent, diuretic, and it's it could be used in a tonic as well. Okay, nettles. The nutrients is calcium, copper, fatty acids, folate, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sulfur, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, B5, C, and E. It is a good blood purifier as well as a blood invigorating. And the internal uses for nettles, it has been mainly used for arthritis, gout, anemia, skin disorders, eczema, and for nourishment. It has been used for pubescent girls and menopausal women. to arrest bleeding from the lungs, stomach, and mouth, to reduce hemorrhaging of the urinary system, for gravel and inflammation of the kidneys, to encourage the flow of breast milk, and to help lower the blood sugar levels. Nettle's leaf has been used to treat rheumatism, kidney and bladder stones, and also infections of the kidney and bladder. Nettle root has been used for prostate complaints and irritable bladder.
And the leaves are, let me describe it to you, because the leaves look like mint leaves, peppermint leaves, because a lot of people don't realize there's nettles growing right outside their home, apartment, on the streets you pass by it every day. It's a perennial, grows from 3 to 8 feet. It's herbaceous, and it dies in the winter. The leaves are mostly oval, heart-shaped. Their soft green leaves are 1 to 4 inches long and are arranged oppositely on a square, erect stem. The leaves have a serrated margin and cordate base. Both the leaves and stems are very hairy with non-stinging hairs and many stinging hairs as well. That's why it's called stinging nettles. Numerous flowers appear June to September in dense inflorescence. They are greenish or brownish. Now listen to this. The leaves are edible. Stinging nettles have a flavor similar to spinach when cooked. A lot of people eat them raw. You can blanch them in water and make a tea as well. And let's see. Beyond nettles leaves, before you want to only eat the nettles leaves before the flowers start to appear. Beyond that time, they can cause internal irritation, especially the urinary tract, urinary infection. Nettles can be taken as a tea or a tincture. And as she mentioned, it deals with arthritis and gout pain. It definitely treats it. It is used in Germany as a treatment for rheumatoid arthritis and is thought to inhibit the cascade of inflammation. Externally, you can make a compress made by soaking a cotton pad in a nettle tincture and placing it over the joint. Stinging an area can also help restore and repair joint injuries and reestablish nerve communications. I have used it successfully to treat shoulder injuries as well. So you want to understand what it is to make tinctures. Also, when they talk about stinging, they're talking about letting it like actually break the skin, get into the skin. Nettles deals with burns, insect bites, and wounds, menstrual problems, and stimulates blood flow. A lot of people are using it to rinse their hair as well. The results. I'm really starting to become a big fan of the tinctures because some of these pills and vitamins, I don't trust them. We are buying them from a store. And that means that they were processed to get that. So I'm loving the teas and I'm loving the tinctures. Tinctures because your body will absorb the herb a lot faster. See if you can find the non-alcoholic tinctures first. But if you have to go with the ones with alcohol in them, that's fine. Just know that you're taking a couple of droplets of alcohol in the morning when you're using these tinctures, which may not sit well. It may have an effect on your mood or job or driving or something like that. So you want to keep that in consideration. But I am a big fan of the teas also. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, no, you just answered my question. I wanted to find out if nettles is in the tincture form. So it certainly is.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yeah, we drink it every day in a tea, and it's just excellent.
Right, definitely is. Okay, well, it's time for our Beast Juice segment, which means talking about the solution everybody's running to right now. Sorry about that. Give me 1 second, please. All right. It's just uncanny how people will call you right in the middle when you're doing something or you're on the show. Okay, so now I always play about 5-minute segments of the solution and what people are doing. And today we're going to go back to Dr. Carrie Madej. An American doctor talks about how this stuff is altering people's DNA. Let's listen in.
Guys, in charge of our health and wellness, and why are they developing medicines and vaccines? They're tech people, okay? So we should all be questioning that one. They're the one pushing the narrative. They're the one pushing this. And also, look, they're making hand over fist in return on investment on just the vaccines alone, like 200 times return on investment. They're making money off of this, guys. And so who's being silenced? Who's being quieted? The actual doctors and scientists are actually being quieted and censored, and repercussions if you speak up. So people need to wake up and see what's happened, that the people that control the media, the major media, are the ones profiting, and they have the agenda. And look at their backgrounds. What are they pushing? I mean, they happen to come from families of eugenics, right? Of depopulating the world. So let's look at who's pushing the agenda, who's making the money, what are their motivations, and I think you'll get all the answers that you need. So it's about up to us, the people, to take back our rights, you know, that we've given up, and to speak up for what is right and our human rights. And you're going to have to look at alternative media sources for your information. I've seen a lot of people turn into their own investigative journalists. You know, so if you start going on these alternative platforms and how you're giving out these great podcasts and informative news sessions, I mean, that's what we need to do, and then start sharing this knowledge with other people. We have research articles and scientific sources to back up everything that we say.
What are your thoughts on this transhumanism agenda? You know, it's hard to imagine that we're now speaking about transhumanism in you know, the year 2021, but they're kind of coming out of the closet. I mean, the Great Reset people are Klaus Schwab is saying we're going to fuse man and machine. You know, what's the agenda? How do we resist? Do we resist? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, that was my warning video called Human 2.0, because that's what they term it. They believe that every single human on this planet should be into the transhumanist movement and be part cyborg by the year 2030. They gave a deadline. This means around the world, guys, they're dead serious about this. And this goes back into the technology that we were talking about in the beginning of this podcast with that hydrogel that I was talking about. It's like a liquefied nano version of a robotic substance inside the human body. That's how they can introduce artificial intelligence inside the human body, melding you with artificial intelligence, your natural human God-given body, which I am completely against. They believe they can just do this without our permission. This is unbelievable. These things have been discussed for many years in scientific meetings and business meetings. So look this up. Look up the word transhumanism. Know that DARPA, that Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, is completely a transhumanist agency, period. And it's funded by the Department of Defense of our country. Okay. And also Ray Kurzweil from Google, Elon Musk, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates, these are all transhumanist people too. They are behind the movement. So do you trust what's inside of that injection? I don't. Because their goal is to get us all part cyborg by the year 2030. And that injection is the key. It's the glue that puts everything together. So I warn people about that. And one more thing to let your listeners know, it's very important. I want everyone to know that the Supreme Court justice has ruled in the favor of the geneticists, of the people manipulating our genomes. They have ruled that if there's anything synthetic, not from nature, inside of our genome, then whoever owns the patent on that synthetic piece now owns part or all of you as a human. That means the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Department of Defense, another corporation, can literally own a human being, like cattle or chattel or property. And so this is why I and my colleagues warn people that these kind of gene modification injections have the potential of becoming taken up permanently inside of our genome. There are ways that that can happen. And we have actual science and research articles to prove that this can happen. So if the synthetic code, like I told you about in the beginning, gets taken up into the genome, by law, you could be owned overnight. This is my warning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack with that 5 minutes from Dr. Kerry Madej. Why would you put something in your body that wasn't created by doctors that's called medicine and it was created by tech people? And I can tell, you know, I'd tell somebody in a heartbeat, why won't you get the vax? Because for one, it's not a vax. Second of all, I don't believe in or support transhumanism. And third of all, I'm not going to participate in state-sponsored suicide. So there you have it there. I don't have time to play with everybody, but I will be sympathetic, will pray for you, and I will love you through the decision that you've made, which is going to affect you. She said, what this solution is the glue that brings it all together to lead the world by before 2030, for everybody in the world to be part cyborg and owned by DOD, DARPA, Gates Foundation, all these people. Satan, pretty much, at the top of the pyramid. I'm going to play one more clip, 5 minute clip. And after I'm through with that, we'll be done for today. Spread this information around, too. And by the way, I rebuke Halloween.
Normally, the cells that surround your blood vessels have to be very, very smooth to enable good and unimpeded flow of blood. But as soon as you've got all these little spike proteins that become part of the cell wall, it's now a rough surface. It's going to be like a very coarse sandpaper. It's now what the platelets are going to interpret as a damaged vessel. It's no longer smooth, it's rough. So clotting is inevitable because the platelets that come down that vessel are going to hit a rough spot and assume this must be a damaged vessel, this vessel needs to be blocked to stop the bleeding. That's how our clotting works. Because of this and because of the nature of this, clots are inevitable. A clotted vessel is permanently damaged. That vessel never, ever goes back to normal. So I believe these people now have permanently damaged lungs because they have got, I mean.
Listen, this is what these people aren't telling you. Once the clots start, that vessel, that cell, it's permanently damaged. This is irreversible, folks. Your lungs, the respiratory damage. Once the clotting has started, that vein, that capillary, that cell, and these spike proteins, like, I'm going to let him finish talking about that. He's going to tell you that your cells, your veins turn into like sandpaper and the platelets can't even move through. This is damaging because it's made by tech people.
And that's why they get out of breath. I have one fellow that used to walk 2 miles to my office every week for a shot for his arthritis, and he says after a quarter of a mile, he's done. In other words, his effort tolerance is reduced to 1/8 of what it used to be. But the concern is because these vessels are now permanently damaged in a person's lungs, when the heart tries to pump blood through all those damaged vessels, there's increased resistance trying to pump the blood through those lungs. So those people are going to develop something called pulmonary artery hypertension, high blood pressure in their lungs. And the concern with that is that those people will probably all develop right-sided heart failure within 3 years and die.
Well, planned this. It's all planned. Now, why they planned this, I don't know. And I don't even think I want to know.
This system is being put in place using lies, and it's being put in place using lies for some purpose, and I believe that purpose is complete totalitarian control. And I think the purpose of that is going to be mass depopulation.
One of our problems here is the assumption that this is like every other vaccine we've ever seen. And it's not.
My grandmother, who suffered extremely dangerous AstraZeneca side effects, is telling her story for the first time. Maureen DeBruck almost died and still suffers many debilitating symptoms from the rare reaction.
This is what happened to 8-year-old Maureen DeBruck after she had the AstraZeneca vaccine. Covered in bruises, but the long-lasting internal...
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. This is more information. I'll pick up some of this next week. More information that the controlled media is blocking out from you from finding out the truth of what's happening. You can't tell me nothing. I just lost my father a few months ago, and he was perfectly fine. An 80-year-old man who looked like he was 60, and gone 2.5 months after that freaking solution. And I'll just tell you, you know, he went and did it behind my back. His biggest goal was like, don't tell my son I wouldn't get it. And I had to pick up the pieces. And by the grace of the Most High, Yah, I'm okay to deal with this. And there are many more other stories out there. I feel so sorry for you parents who have kids that have myocarditis. They're shaking violently. They've picked up diseases or even passed away. My heart goes out to you, and we're praying for you. Let's increase our love in today's society. Let's love the vaccinated as well. Let's not fall on the same side as the vaccinated that looking at us with hate, disgust, and want to kill us and force us to join the team that they've joined. I'm sick of you Christian pastors saying this is not the mark. I'm sick of you other preachers saying this is not the mark. Dr. Carrie McDay just said this is the glue that brings it all together to bring you into transhumanism, cause you to be a cyborg, be controlled by computers, have a patent on you, and owned by the defense and DARPA, and owned by the patent, people who hold the patent on that particular shot that you've taken, which should have never been given EUA, emergency use authorization, because there is a cure. It's called ivermectin. Now they're trying to make sure you don't get it. So do your research on everything I've said, but we're just trying to do our part to get the information out. That's all I want to say today. Anything you want to share?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, just to study, you know, sometimes we have to do a little homework and, you know, study to show yourself approved. Get the knowledge so you can heal yourself and just be patient with the results.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I'll say this, like I always say, and I've been saying the last 12 years, the only for sure obstacle to the truth is to think you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. You don't just arrive and say, I got it, and you can't tell me nothing. You grow daily. Uncover the lies. This is Maurice along with Tanya. This has been Health is Wealth. Spread the health. That way you'll spread the wealth. We love you. Most High, and Christ bless you.